Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian nationalist, crusader, mega Trump patriots. Good morning. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We love our Christian patriot fellows, and we love being hated by the communists and God-haters. Right, Lady Liberty?
Yes, that's right. Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Thrash a Commie Thursday.
Thrash 'em! We got some thrashing lined up,
that's
too.
That's true. We do love to be hated by the communists.
Who wants to be liked by them?
If you're not on their radar, you need to step up. You know, seriously. This is the time when it's shameful if you're not on their radar.
Well, here's the thing. They already hate you.
Yes.
You may as well fight back.
Exactly. You're never going to make friends with them.
Right. And if you have to have the crown of being persecuted, you know, then why don't you look out for your fellow brother who's being persecuted and come to his defense?
That's right. Seriously.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Come to each other. That's love your brother. Love your brother by defending them.
Yep. That's right.
So there's plenty of work to do. You know, like when I see... Here's something that really just is, I mean, it just irks me to see these get your flu and COVID shots now. It's the season, you know, the advertisements for it. You know, here's another report from the CDC, 143,233% surge in fatal cancers among vaxxed Americans.
Wow.
There's no shortage of evidence to put the brakes on. Other countries have.
I know.
Other countries have said, you know what? We're just seeing too many red flags, people falling over, people that are healthy. Let's just stop this until we can figure this out. But oh no, not here. It's every pharmacy. Get your flu shot. Get your COVID shot. I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's so old. It's not even news anymore to hear stuff like that.
I know, except they keep doing it.
Well, and so what we're covering today after the break, you've got a clip that is just, oh my gosh, so infuriating.
Oh, yes.
To listen to that it's like a slap across the face to every traditional American
out
there.
You are going to love this lady.
Oh,
she
yes.
She is cookie cutter.
Karen.
Karen, commie, elitist, probably drives a Subaru with coexist stickers and...
Biden stickers.
Yeah, Mao stickers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bernie Sanders. I mean, oh yeah, sold out. So anyway, this is in for a treat.
Right. And we've also got an update from something going on in the state of Idaho that all the residents need to know about, because apparently this is being done in a way that's, they claim it's public, but nobody seems to know about it, and it works to their advantage that nobody knows about it. So we wanted to shed a whole bunch of light on this.
Yes.
And we had a local person that is a good friend of ours that has been sharing his information on that. And so we're going to get to that as well. And so, well, that's very important. So
quite a bit we need
to
know
that.
About. Yeah. Yep. You know, we've been talking a lot about elections and the border and all that stuff. We're going to shift, and we're going to focus on the threat that's right in our own backyard right
now. That's right. Yep.
So let's get to the word of the day. First of all, we're always looking forward to that. We want to stay grounded in his word.
For sure.
And man, the scriptures have just been lining up with the relevancy to current events is just astounding.
Exactly. And God is, you know, He's omnipresent.
Sovereign.
And so
he's sovereign.
He's here to see every last single microsecond of what is going on in this world. And so we're just blessed that he's willing to you know, share with us the word of the day that is relevant to the news
the
day.
That's right.
So the word of the day for Thrash a Commie Thursday comes to us as a continuation from yesterday in Judges chapter 2, verses 11 through 23, read under the title, Israel's Unfaithfulness. Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals. And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt. And they followed other gods from among the gods of the people who were all around them, and they bowed down to them, and they provoked the Lord to anger. They forsook the Lord and served Baal and the Ashtoreths. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, so he delivered them into the hands of plunderers, who despoiled them. And he sold them into the hands of their enemies all around, so that they could no longer stand before their enemies. Wherever they went out, the hand of the Lord was against them for calamity, as the Lord had said, and as the Lord had sworn to them, and they were greatly distressed. Nevertheless, the Lord raised up judges who delivered them out of the hand of those who plundered them. Yet they would not listen to their judges, but they played the harlot with other gods and bowed down to them. They turned quickly from the way in which their fathers walked in obeying the commandments of the Lord. They did not do so. And when the Lord raised up judges for them, the Lord was with the judge and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For the Lord was moved to pity by their groaning because of those who oppressed them and harassed them. And it came to pass, when the judge was dead, that they reverted and behaved more corruptly than their fathers by following other gods, to serve them and bow down to them. They did not cease from their own doings, nor from their stubborn way. Then the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he said, "Because this nation has transgressed my covenant, which I commanded their fathers, and has not heeded my voice, I also will no longer drive out before them any of the nations which Joshua left when he died, so that through them I may test Israel, whether they will keep the ways of the Lord to walk in them as their fathers kept them or not." Therefore the Lord left those nations without driving them out immediately, nor did he deliver them into the hand of Joshua. And that's it.
Yeah. Yesterday's scripture, he said along the same lines, "I'm going to leave them as a thorn in your side."
That's right.
And, you know, foreigners that have no loyalty to God, or even that are hostile toward God, are going to be a thorn in the side of a godly people who do not keep his ways.
Right.
And, you know, now we just saw another report, one of the largest migrant caravans, just thousands and thousands, like locusts, heading to our southern border, adding to it. And, you know, it makes me think of these scriptures right here, how rebellious this nation is against him as a nation, you know, our policies and our government, and even a large number of the people, you know, our entire civilization, our culture. This is once again, the template, a predictable template that you can see how God's going to handle things, right, and how things are going to work,
right,
out,
right,
unless we repent.
Yeah, these couple of chapters are extremely important for us right now today,
yeah,
in this era, because the Bible notes here for verses 22 read, "The Lord tested Israel's loyalty through the invasions and temptations of the remaining nations. The Lord left the nations in Canaan not only to test the children of Israel, but also to teach them how to engage in battle. The
yes.
Lord wanted them to learn how to be victorious in battle by depending on him."
Yes.
And so that actually is what we're going to be covering tomorrow in chapter 3, because that's extremely important, that right there.
Yeah.
That not only to test the children of Israel, but also to teach them how to engage in battle. You hear that, Christian patriots? We are being invaded. We're being
yes.
invaded by every nation right now. And
Christians don't know how to engage the enemy in battle anymore.
Exactly.
We don't. Not since the founding of our country.
Right. And so the Lord wanted them to learn how to be victorious in battle by depending on him.
Right.
And so this is why this is such an important couple of chapters right now, because this is right around the corner for the United States.
Oh, yeah, like next week or next month or sometime
right.
this year.
Tomorrow? You know, we don't know when they're
right.
going to drop the flag, basically.
And here's the other thing, too. God raised up judges to deliver Israel after they turned from him worse than the previous generation, and so they were oppressed by foreigners for like 20 years.
Yep.
Look, I don't want to go for 20 years before we finally, God gives us some deliverance.
Well, honestly, we already have been oppressed for the past 20 years that these elections have been stolen. The electronic voting machines have been in place since the year 2000. And so we're actually 23 years into their oppression, minus the four that Donald Trump got in and just flattened them. And so, you know, this has been a long time that we've had to endure all of this communist takeover.
Right. Well, I think that we have not yet begun to see the ramifications of this coming to a head.
Right. But it's so important that Christian patriots understand that they are not going to be going against the will of the Lord if that happens. And these are the chapters that prove that the Lord doesn't want his people to not know how to depend on him in a battle.
Yes.
And
very
so
true.
And so he just like 22 says, he says, so that through them I may test Israel whether they will keep the ways of the Lord to walk in them as their fathers kept them or not.
Yeah.
And so this is going to be a testing for the whole United States here very soon.
Yep. Sure is.
So awesome. Awesome.
Well, we're readying ourselves as much as we can and those that we can influence and, you know, hope we're just doing our part, I guess.
Right.
You know, to helping prepare Christians for this very, very difficult times ahead.
Well,
we need to trust in the Lord.
These are dust clouds on the horizon that we're looking at.
Yeah.
And especially looking down the barrel of 2024 with this election that the communists don't want to even happen. You know, they would rather just pretend like they're already the tried and true dictators and they're going to say what happens and they don't have to follow any laws and that they're already, you know, successfully taken over the United States. That's what they think. And we're going to have to show them that that is not the case at all.
Yeah. And don't just like let off and just think this is going to ride itself out.
Or that it will get better eventually.
Well, yeah. This is one of those cases where the light at the end of the tunnel is a muzzle flash.
Right.
You know, so
well, seriously, how else can you explain over 12 million illegals coming in that are military age men? There's just no other explanation.
Right.
Yep.
Wow. Well, definitely something to chew on. Judges is a pretty heavy but applicable book.
Oh, right. Definitely. Yeah. And read more than what we're covering. Read, you know, read all the way past Deborah's victorious account.
Yes.
That's all part of this as well. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. But anyway, yep.
Lots of great stories there. And one of our favorites, Gideon.
Oh, yeah. Yes. He's in there. He's after Deborah. So, it's exciting stuff.
All right. Well, guys, put that out one more time. Judges.
Okay. So that was Judges chapter 2, verses 11 through 23.
All right. Okay. Got it. Cool. Thank you.
Yeah. Praise God.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a quick break here. Thank you guys for helping to support us, to keep us on the air, to cover the costs. We are listener supported almost completely. So, I really depend on you. Join the Patriots who are helping Radio Free Redoubt and the Morning Commute, and you'll be joining an awesome family of Christian Patriots. You can go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com and click on the Donate tab and find out the different ways that you can help support us. All right, we'll be back right after this break. Stick around, Patriots. This is Radio Free Redoubt. The Morning Commute will continue right after this.
A constitutional republic, not a democracy. The ideal of a democracy is universal equality. The ideal of a constitutional republic is individual liberty. A democracy always degenerates into dictatorship, which promises government-guaranteed equality and security, but it delivers nothing but poverty and serfdom for the people it robs and rules. America was founded as a constitutional republic. to safeguard the liberties of the people against the tyranny of democracy or of one-man dictatorship. In this century, great strides have been made toward the goal of subverting our republic into a democracy. The foremost tactic of the subverters is subversion of language. By calling America a democracy until people thoughtlessly accept and use the term, the totalitarians have obscured the real meaning of our principles of government.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots. Segment 2 of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Lady Liberty, segment 2 here.
That's right, everyone. Welcome back to Thrash a Commie Thursday.
Thrash him.
Well, you were saying before the break, talking about if anybody wants to join the rest of the Patriots that are trying to support our show. And, you know, there's also something else that's going on where people have said, if you have a specific need that you can, you know, tell us about, we might be able to help you with a specific need.
Oh, yeah.
And so, sure enough, we are in the dead of winter, of course, and we've been having to cut our own firewood off of our property, which is turning out to not be the best wood available out there. In fact, it's barely putting out any heat. And so what we're going to have to do instead is buy it. We typically buy it, but this year we were tight, so we thought we would just cut it off our own property instead. And it's not really working out, to say it nicely, I guess. And so we are looking for anybody that would be willing to chip in $5 toward the firewood fund. And we'll just, you know, we don't want anybody to spend any more than like maybe a cup of coffee, seriously, because we have enough listeners that should be able to add up really quickly. And like we said, we don't want to tax anybody, but we sure would like to not have to wear our coat while we're doing the show.
Yeah, and some people they just want to help, and they're saying, "Tell us how we can." And so
that's
there,
right?
You go.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was not easy, but
well, people have told us that.
Yes, so they have, and we get scolded when we do have a need and don't say anything because we want to tough it out, and then we get the what for.
That's right.
All right. So now we do have some things going on right here in the American Redoubt. I mean, there's so much news out there. You can't even absorb it all. And then there's all, you know, that a man was arrested with a knife outside the White House. So what? Who cares? You know, there's some really serious things going on. One, the water wars. Let's hit that one first.
We
had a new report. Now this actually, we had a sponsor a few years ago, for actually several years, Strategic Landscape Design, and they were really into the property rights and water rights thing, and they were warning of this, the state trying to grab water rights. It's back.
Right.
And Lady Liberty, you've got that.
Right. Yeah, we've got a local friend of ours here that is just getting going into this battle. And he says here that the U.S. government is attempting to seize all water rights for all bodies of water on Americans' property in Idaho. And if residents do not register for each body of water individually, by their timeline, the state takes control and owns them forever. And so listen to what he has to say here.
Spring on their property, if you drilled your well some time ago and have not registered your well, if you have a natural stream on your property, pond, year-round creek, lake, all of that stuff, this applies to you. Essentially what is taking place is the state of Idaho is saying that you have X amount of time to file for your water rights of all of those different bodies of water. If you have 9 ponds on your property, you're going to have to file, register your 9 ponds. Now, if you do not file for your nine ponds, your wells, whatever your water rights are, whatever your water sources are, the state of Idaho owns them. Foreverdom. They are now resources. They are now property of the state of Idaho. So if you have a homestead that's been in the family for 100 years and you have natural wells or natural springs that you guys use to water your animals or irrigate your land, the state of Idaho is saying that that is now their property if you don't claim it in time. Now, we've seen this before, guys, in other states across the nation. This is the beginning steps of a land resource grab. This is the beginning of government control of a massive amount of resources. In this case, the state of Idaho that has, especially in the north, a ton of water. You can almost go into any mountain ravine and find water flowing through. It's kind of hard to die of thirst in the state of Idaho.
Yep, it's back. It's alarming.
That's right. And his further comments were that it's important to note that the Idaho Constitution guarantees water ownership and use to the people of Idaho. It also allows for regulation entities, but he said his take on it is this, that the water is a gift from God, not man, so why would I enter into a contract with man?
And right.
Two, if the state constitution guarantees my use of the water, nobody can take it from me without violating my state's rights. So why pay the couple hundred dollars per water source? Times are tough. I'll keep my money. And so, he also stated that southern and north Idaho are completely different in geography, and registering water in the north is like counting grains of sand on the beach, and we all know registration leads to confiscation. And
yes.
So for all of you people that live in Idaho, you need to check this out, and you need to go to look at the district, which is IDWR, which is Idaho Department of Water Resources. And so just check it out and make sure that you know what's going on, because,
yeah.
You know, he does have a very good point there that the state constitution guarantees they can use it.
Exactly. And so this some red flags are going up here, because we know there's water wars going on. That's part of the globalist agenda,
yep.
Right, to take control of all water. They don't know where every spring is and every little creek and
every well.
Right, exactly. So what a way to get people to register all the water sources that the state didn't know about.
Right.
And then in 5 years down the road, they go back on their word,
yep.
Surprise, surprise,
right.
And say, oh, well, you know, because of, you know, this global climate change, we, you know, this global directive, we have to take control of it. Thank you for letting us know about this spring on your property.
Right, exactly. And we saw the same thing happened in Washington, probably about 6-7 years ago, and that was catastrophic. People lost 2,500 gallons usage per year,
yeah.
As a result of that. And so, yeah, they Idaho, sit up and pay attention and get busy and work against it.
That's right. Here's another thing you are folks in Idaho, well, pretty much anywhere. These people have got their tentacles everywhere, but this came from Casey Whalen over on his Twitter account. Mary McCord, remember that name, Mary McCord, former acting assistant attorney general and now executive director for the Institute for Constitutional Advocacy, red flags, and protection from Georgetown Law, has been proactively targeting Christians and nationalists. Relying on misinformation by the Southern Poverty Law Center, Anti-Defamation League, Institute for Research, Education, Human Rights, Western States Center, and Montana Human Rights Networks. These guys are all left-wing Gestapo, among others. McCord sent a letter to the city of Coeur d'Alene and Bonner County in 2020 offering pro bono services to charge patriots who open carried and protected the North Idaho region after the death of George Floyd for acting in a paramilitary fashion. That's the kind of person we're dealing with. McCord, along with former U.S. District Attorney for Idaho, Wendy Olson, have been working in tandem over the last 2 years to preserve existing law in the state of Idaho targeting paramilitary activity. No one in the state's ever been charged with such a crime. ICAP has been attempting to control the behavior of the populace when it comes to exercising the Second Amendment through fear tactics and intimidation. Well, he also included a video here. I'm going to play just a portion of it. This is this woman speaking about the extremists, the danger, warning of the danger of extremists taking over. Listen to this.
This is consistent with a strategy that was explained on extremist fringe platform Gab earlier last spring, which is focus over on county over country, capture your local county, then several of them, then maybe your state. What we need is a decentralized and localized Christian political movement. And that's what we've seen, right? We've seen extremists running for local elected offices, organizing recall efforts to get moderates, including moderate Republicans, out of office in favor of extremists. We've seen them taking positions at election officials before the midterms. We've seen them getting involved as poll workers. This morning's Washington Post has a cover story about their disruption of local school board meetings and county board meetings. Following what they're seeing on Capitol Hill, we're seeing some extremists become a little frustrated. Like, they're really happy about the new subcommittee on the weaponizing of the federal government, but they think it's just talk and they want action. And this fuels the accelerationist extremist movement, and that's the movement of those who want to accelerate toward a civil war so that they can create a white ethnostate. We see this manifest in things like the uptick in attack on our power grids. There's been some 15 attacks on power grids in just the Pacific Northwest alone, not even counting some of the famous things in North Carolina and elsewhere that we've heard from. And this may seem weirdly counterintuitive, but some of those attacks are being connected to neo-Nazis, accelerationists, who want to essentially create chaos, undermine governmental authority, and from that chaos, you know, they are prepared, they have stockpiled weapons, they've stockpiled their own generators so they can generate their own power, they've stockpiled food, they want to be able to move into, again, this acceleration toward a white ethnostate.
See, they describe BLM and Antifa and then say that's what Christians are doing, Christian patriots, which is synonymous with neo-Nazis. This is the kind of people we're dealing with.
Well, just the fact that she said neo-Nazi accelerationists and then blames us for these attacks on the power grids when we're saying it's most likely all of these Chinese invaders.
Right. Well, they're projectionists. Well, we got more, too, we're going to play for you tomorrow. But we're out of time. You guys have a blessed day out there and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrashakami Thursday and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.